wanted to begin the sugya of Shnayim Se'asu, and tomorrow we'll do some more in Yom Kippurim. Okay, the Mishnah tells us on Daf Tzadi Beis and Mabeis regarding the Melacha of Hotzah, that of course if one is Motzi Kikar Doshus HaRabin, a person is Chayiv. But if Hotziyuhu Shnayim, in such a case, here the Tanakhama tells us that you're Potter. Since Hotziyuhu Shnayim, and apparently that certainly is not the normal way, as we'll see Rashi, of doing Hotzah. If, however, the Mishnah continues and tells us that lo yachal echad lahotziyo, let's assume it's something that one person certainly cannot carry, and then lahotziyu shnayim, then you are considered to be chayiv and verabi shimon poter. So if it's considered to be a case of two people that carry a kikar, your poter, if lo yachal echad lahotziyo, in such a case one is chayiv, Rabbi Shimon says, even in that case you're poter as well. The Gemara continues and tells us three different cases that it cites in the following brisa. The first is the case of zeyach of a zeyach, right, where each person individually could carry that object, but they do so together. In that instance, Rabbi Meir says that you're chayiv, and Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon potrin. Good, that's case one. Case two, the brisa tells us, is what happens if it's zeyach of a zeyach. In that case, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir say you are chayiv. That's Rabbi Huda's distinction between the two cases in the brisa. And Rabbi Shimon says that in that case you're potter, even though it was ze'en yachov ze'en yachov. If it's a case three in the brisa, ze yachov ze'en yachov, then divrei akol chayiv, and that's what we assume that in that instance misayeya ein bo mamish. The fact that one person is being misayeya, but clearly it was a case of ze yachov ze'en yachov. So in such a case, certainly there is a chiyu. So in these instances, then Rabbi Meir says that you are always chayiv. In all these instances, Rabbi Shimon says that generally you are potter in the case of Shnayim Shrasa, with the exception of that last case with Misayim Bomamish. And Rabbi Huda distinguishes between the cases of Zeh Yachal as opposed to Zeh Eni Yachal. Zeh Yachal was Zeh Yachal, according to Rabbi Huda, then you're potter. If it's Zeh Eni Yachal and Zeh Eni Yachal, so then Rabbi Huda says that you in fact are Chayim. How do you know that this is true, that there is a Ptur of Shnayim Shrasa? So the Gemara tells us the following, that Mahni Mile, the Gemara quotes a brisa based on a pasuk. And Ba'asosa, the Gemara quotes the pasuk in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra and Perek Dalet, pasuk Chav Zayin, Ba'asosa, which the Gemara is Doresh, Ba'asos Osa. It means Ha'osa Kula, V'lo Ha'osa Es Miktsasa. If a person will do the malach in its complete form, then you're considered to be Chayiv. The Ptur of Shnayim Shiasu is because it's considered to be a case of Asa es miktsasa. And then the Gemara continues and tells us that this is true in at least another area as well, when it comes to a Zav who is an Av Hatuma. Normally, if a Zav will come in contact, a Zav is an Av, as a result of their contact, that object will be a Rishon Latuma. But what happens, of course, if we're dealing with the Tumas Midras, meaning that the Zav is weighing on that particular object? In that case, then that is deemed an Av Hatuma. That's the uniqueness of Tumas Medrash. So in such a case, the Mishnah said, the Gemara cites the Mishnah in Zavim and Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin, that tells us the following. What happens if Hayu Yoshev Al Gavi Hamita? So this Zav is sitting on Hamita. And Va'arba Talios Tachas Ragli Hamita. And you have four different begodim, four different shawls, one underneath each one of the legs of the Mita. So in these cases, all of them are considered to be Tameh. All of them are tummy because of the Tumas Medrash. Why is that true? The Mishnah tells us, Mipnei she'en yachol la'amod al shalosh. Because all four of those legs are critical. If you would knock one of the legs out, the bed would not properly support it, and therefore it's considered to be a Tumas Medrash regarding all four begadim. In other words, this is comparable to a case of ze'en yachol ve'ze'en yachol, where each leg is considered to be vital, and therefore it's as though that the weight of the Zav is being borne by all four of those ragli hamita, and therefore all of them have that level of Tumah. This is the shita of Rabbi Huda, that ze'en yachov ze'en yachov is chayiv, in this case, is considered to be tameh. However, the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Shimon poter, Rabbi Shimon says that's not true. Just like in our case, in our Mishnah, regarding the Hotzah, that Rabbi Shimon is poter, even in a case of ze'en yachov ze'en yachov, the same thing is true when it comes to chiyuv and ptur, and the same is true when it comes to a case of whether something is tameh and whether something is tahor. Those are the cases that one has explicitly regarding Shnayim Shiasu, as you saw in this particular sugya. Again, we will have to discuss whether these two halachos are identical. After all, here we're talking about whether one is chayiv or whether one is potter. In the case of Zav, we're not discussing any maisa avera, but rather simply whether tumah can be conveyed in that fashion. And the chiddush of the Gemara is that also is relevant to these factors of Zaini Achal and Zaini Achal. Why should we assume it's considered to be a p'tur of Shnayim Shiasu? So we pointed out the Gemara quotes a pasuk basosa, osa es kulo, losa es miktsasa. Rashi, however, in the beginning of the sugya, and Sari Beis Amud Beis, writes the following. Rashi is commenting on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between Zeyachal v'Zeyachal, case one, that Rabbi Yehuda says you are potter, case two of Zeyachal v'Zeyachal, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're chayiv. Why should that be true? So Rashi has a very brief comment, Delav urche b'hachi. Rashi says, what's the difference between Zeyachal as opposed to Zeyachal? The answer is, whether it's urche, whether it's not. Apparently in the case of Zeyachal v'Zeyachal, of course, that's considered to be kadarko. How else would you carry the piano? One person is not going to do so. It requires two at least to do so. So therefore, one is chayiv. In Zeyachal v'Zeyachal, so since lav urche, therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is patur. What exactly does Rashi mean? The lav urche b'hachi. If you look, for example, in the Avnei Nezer, in Simen Shin Sari Gimel Os Tes, here Avnei Nezer writes that this is the tour of Kilachar Yad. Just as we find when it comes to other malachos, there's a p'tur of kalachar yad, that is considered to be kedarko. The same is true when it comes to hotzah. The derech hotzah is to carry al yedei shnayim if it's a case of zeniach v'zeniacho. If you're talking about the case of hamotzi kikar, so therefore you don't normally carry a kikar al yedei shnayim. In that case, it's considered to be an instance of kalachar yad. So this is a chiddush that apparently they are assuming in Rashi Shita that the p'tur of Shnayim Shiasu just simply is part of the general p'tur of Kilachar Yad. Furthermore, if that is true, this certainly would impact on the issue we've discussed before. We'll have to revisit the issue that the concept of Kilachar Yad, is that only relevant when it comes to Melechus Shabbos? Is that a p'tur because of Melechus Masheves? Or should we assume, no, that's not true? The Kilachar Yad, Kedarko, and Shlo Kedarko is relevant when it comes to Sharkola Torakula is well. Is there a tour of Shnayim Shasa when it comes to areas, for example, other than Shabbos or other than the case of Tumah, which is explicitly mentioned in the Gemara? However, the following. To assume that simply that Rashi's comment, Delav Urche Bahachi, means that this is simply a straight tour of Kilachar Yad, and therefore it's dependent on the broader issue to what extent this is relevant when it comes to Shari Surim, this lechor is difficult based on the following ha'aras. Number one, very simply, is when the Gemara asks minohai nimile, right, what is the makar, right, of the p'tur of Shnayim Shiasu? The Gemara quotes the Gzeres HaKasuv. No, the Gemara says, this is a posuk in the beginning of Chumash Dvarim Basosa. This is a drush of the Gemara, Osa Eskula, Lo Ses Miktsasa. It certainly does not sound like that this is simply a p'tur of Shelo Kedarko, a p'tur of Kelachar Yad. You don't require a posuk, in addition to the normal concept, for example, of Melechus Machsheves, to maintain that Kilachar Yad is considered to be potter. And to assume that he hanosenes, that that's what the posuk is telling us. Without the posuk basoso, I would have said this is called kedarko. And he hanosenes, this posuk basoso tells us that Shnayim Shasu is considered to be al yedei shinui. It's considered to be from Kilachar Yad. Again, Poshub Shat, that doesn't seem to be the nature of this Gzeres HaKasuv of basoso. Even furthermore, when it comes to these cases, for example, the case of Zeniachal, so what happens in that particular case? To what extent do we consider these instances of being Kalachar Yad? To what extent do we consider it to be Kedarko? If you're going to tell me that it is considered to be a case of Kalachar Yad, so I'll ask you the following. No? Is this Kalachar Yad? After all, everyone is caring in a normal fashion. It's just that someone else is being misayaya. Someone else is aiding in the process. So you can argue the following, that the fact that someone else is being misayaya, that means it's considered to be a case of kilachar yad, that's not called kedarko. Here it's not that I'm carrying in a highly unusual fashion. I am carrying, let's say, as I normally would, but there's someone else who is accompanying me. So you're going to argue the fact that someone else is joining in the process, that makes it kalach hayad. Is that really true? What about case three? The Mishnah told us in a case of ze yachav ze eni yachav. So everybody agrees you're considered to be chayiv. Why is that true? Why not argue that since someone else is joining you in the process, that's considered to be klach hayad? Elamai, the fact that someone else is doing so is irrelevant. That's not called klach hayad. So it's a chiddush to assume that this should be true. If I was carrying in a highly unusual nature, like we saw in the other Mishnayos, a person is carrying something on his elbow, good, that's called klach hayad. But if a person is carrying something biyad, it's a great chiddush to assume that that's considered to be klach hayad because someone else is joining him in the process. And if you'll argue, no, that's the case, what about case three? Or, for example, the following. What about the sheet of Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that zeyach v'zeyacho, right, is chayiv. Certainly, Rav Meir is mode that klach hayad is butter. And yet, Rav Meir is of the opinion that zeyachov zeyachov is considered to be chayim. If you're telling me this is derech hotzah, and we're debating this further halacha, this gzeres hakasuv, then I understand. You can have your machlokas tanaim, whether indeed to be dorish basos in that fashion. If you're telling me that no, this is a tur of klach hayad, so how do you understand Rav Meir's shita? How can anyone disagree? You mean Rav Meir maintains there is no p'tur of klach hayad? That's the machlokas Rav Meir and the Chachamim, whether this is called Urchei, whether this is not called Urchei. Or even in the flip side, how do you understand Rabbi Shimon's shita? Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that zeni yachol v'zeni yachol is potter. No? Of course that's derech chotzah. No, that's klach hayad. How else would you ever carry this piano b'chol? Of course you would do so al yedei shnayim. So if you're telling me there's some gzeres hakasuv that tells us, despite the fact that this is considered to be derech hotzah, but Melechus Shabbos require that it's echad ha'oses kula v'oses miktsasa, I understand. But if you're telling me simply it's a function of kilach hayad, very difficult in light of Rabbi Meir shita, how can Rabbi Meir disagree with this and say zayachol zayachol is chayim? How can Rabbi Shimon disagree in the other extreme direction, the kulin assume that zeniach v'zeniachol is potter? Of course this is considered to be a case of derech hotzah. And when you read the Gemara, you don't get the impression that there is a fundamental disagreement. They're arguing about how to be dorish this pasuk, not whether something is considered to be kilach hayad or whether something is considered to be kedarko. So perhaps one has to somehow modify that which Rashi tells us that lav urche b'hachi. This is especially important in terms of the continuation of the sugya, because when you look at the Gemara and Daf Tzadi Gimel and Aleph, and you look at the Rashi's there, Rashi d'Ramaschal Rabbi Shimon, and also Rashi d'Ramaschal Mipnei, Rashi in discussing the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and even Rashi discussing the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi says something differently. Rashi says that the reason, for example, that one is potter, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're potter generally, even Zeniach was Zeniachal, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're potter in the case of Zeyachal was Zeyachal, Rashi says the following, because after all, this is called Misayeya. That's what Rashi writes. Dermaschal Mipnei. Vistamaka Rabbi Yehuda, Zeyachal was Zeyachal, Kari Misayeya. This is potter because this is something that we call Misayeya. And the pasuk of Asosa means that you cannot have any si'ua in your act of Melechus Shabbos. So it is interesting that Rashi here does not write, both within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon and the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that the reason that you are potter is because this is klach hayad. Rashi says this is the gzeres hakasuv, that sometimes, yes, mishayei yesh mamamish, and therefore one is considered to be chayiv. So as Rashi does write, admittedly, on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis, Urchei, Rashi himself in Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph, right, writes that the p'tur simply is b'toras misayeya, not because it is considered to be kalach hayad at all. It's a difficult possibility to maintain that the p'tur is strictly based on kalach hayad, right? The difficulties we had, right, in terms of the pasuk, the various shitas, case three, right, and here Rashi himself, right, does not say that the p'tur is because of klach hayad. Rashi just tells us the following: the p'tur is because of misayeya. If that's true, if this is a p'tur which is based on the pasuk of ba'asosa, And the nature of the Ptur is that it has to be oses kula, os loos misasa, and that is defined in terms of whether someone is being misayeya or not. So why is it then Rashi explains urche and lav urche? If that's irrelevant, so why is it that Rashi then mentions this principle? So the Chora one could argue simply as follows. We know that there is a gzeres hakasav of basosa. And that pasuk tells us to some extent, oses kula, v'lo oses mitzasa. Rabbi Yehuda limits that drasha. Ein l'chaba l'chidusho. You have a pasuk, no doubt, and the pasuk says that sometimes shnayim shasu is considered to be potter. Of course, the difficulty is when. Is this true in case one, in case two, in case three? You have three possibilities, the Braisa tells us. How do you know to be doresh the pasuk as only referring to case one and not referring to case two? How do you know to argue that the gzeres hakasav only applies to zeyach v'zeyach and doesn't apply to zeniach v'zeniach? Mecha teisi. That's pashup shat, what Rashi is telling us. That urchi and lav urchi is not describing the nature of the ptur. That certainly is not the sibas haptur. The ptur is the gzeres hakasav basosa that you require from Leches Shabbos oses kula. But one could argue, no, if that's the halacha oses kula, so therefore, why not apply it in all cases? Why not apply it in case three, where Zeyachov is Zeniachov? So that Rabbeinu will deflect and say, what do you mean? There, you're not doing anything. Misaya is Ein Bo Mamish. Shalpidin, that's not even called Misaya. We'll see, for example, that even when we start to address whether this halach is halacha b'cholot Torah kula, or whether this is unique to Malachi Shabbos, one could certainly suggest there's a difference between one and two and three. No? When it comes to case three, Dibra kol chayu kuz misayin bo mamish, one could argue that's halacha melachas machsheves. That if I put my finger on something, you're schlepping the heavy suitcase, and I put my finger underneath it, that it should look as though I'm helping you. And the Gemara says, no, misayin bo mamish. That's unique halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. One could certainly argue that that base level may very well be true when it comes to kol Torah kula. So therefore, if you have a pasuk basosa, that requires oses kula, oses miktasa. And I'll say, well, what about case three then? You'll argue, no, that's misayim b'mamish. That's not even called misayim. Okay, good. But what do you do with shitas Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes not only case three. Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between case one and case two. So how do you know whether you should make any distinction or not? That pashup says what Rashi says. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. You have a drasha basosa, and the drasha says that you're a potter in a case, because that's considered to be v'lo oses kula. The question is, what case is that pasuk addressing? That's pashup shat and Rashi sita. No, that if one case is urche and one case is lav urche, Rabbi Yehuda argues very simply the following: that the norm, the urche, that normal instance, that is indeed the distinction. That in a normal case of zeyachov, that's not considered to be a p'tur of shnayim she'asu. That's considered to be normal derech otzah. But in a case which is indeed lav urche, that's when we assume that there is this p'tur of lo oses kula. Right? To assume Rashi means this is just klacher yad is very difficult. Rashi tells us that the consideration of urche is what allows us to understand the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda. That if it is kol echad ose kulo, if everyone is doing the hautza completely, I don't need another person to do it for me. So in such an instance, then one can argue that we understand as a gzeres hakasav. However, if it's a case where this is the derech hautza, so therefore that the gzeres hakasav is in fact not addressing at all. So again, pashur shad, difficult to assume that the ptur is simply one of is considered to be klachar yad generally. If one assumes like that chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, as mentioned that this is a ptur of kilachar yad, then one can go the step further and argue now as follows: this concept of klachar yad, does this relate to kol haTorah kula? Is this unique when it comes to Shabbos? Right, this also now could depend on what we discussed in earlier shiurim, that how do you understand the p'tur of klachar yad? Is it the result of melachas machsheves, or in fact is it not? And this perhaps is the Avnei Nezer l'shita. Say that piece in the Gleital, the Psicha Nos Gimel, where the Gleital made the following distinction: that sometimes you see klachriyat certainly as potter. That's the mission that we saw in Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph when it comes to Hotzah. And yet, when it comes to other cases, we see that it's considered to be kadarko. The Avnei Ezer quoted the Beis Shmuel, the Chalkas Machalkek, Avnei Ezer, and Kuf Chav Gimel, that if a person will write a get with their left hand, even if they are righty, the get is kosher v'diavet. Even though on Shabbos you are potter, the get is considered to be kosher. Why is that true? Well, Avnei Ezer writes, doesn't it seem that the tour of Kalachariyad is a tour on Shabbos, not up to B'chal Tarakula? The difference is that really true? When it comes to Machalas Asuros, you require Derech Achila. When it comes to Yisrael, I require Derech Hana. Avnei Ezer studied that Sugin Shavuos and Daf Yud Zayin Rabbeis. When it comes to Bayis Samnuga, right? Derech Achorav does not convey Tuma. So when do you say that Klachar Yad is unique to Shabbos? When does it apply when it comes to Shar Kol Kolotura? Right, so that was the Chiddush of the Avnei Ezer, the difference between what he called Eichus HaNifal as opposed to Eichus HaPoel. If it's Eichus HaNifal, it means that the effect is altered. There's a different effect as a result of that Shini Klachar Yad. That's a halacha b'chalot harakula. Masha'en kein, if there is some form of Shinui in the act, what the Avnei Ezer called the Eichus HaPoel, the Pu'ula, the Maisa Vera, but not in its Totsah. So in such a case, then, that is something which is unique to Shabbos. Shabbos requires some Asiya, Lo Sasocho Malacha, the Asiya Samalacha, the Maisa Vera. That also has to be that which is Kedarka. Right? In broad strokes, you understand certainly why that's the case. We had difficulty with that sugya understanding all the instances, all the cases. Bayis HaMenuga Derech HaChorav. Right? What exactly is that case, no? They're going to have to argue that that's also called Eichus HaNifa, where the effect is altered. Not the act of Yetziah, but the effect of the Yetziah. But if you work with these Gedarim, you understand them very well. If the Ptur of Kilachayad, right, is a Ptur, right, here of Shnaim Shasu, both the same halacha, and the only time it impacts them, Kol HaTorah Kula, is where there's a difference in its effect, not in terms of its act, then you understand why it is that the Avnei Ezer assumes that the Ptur of Shnaim Shasu is unique to Shabbos. It doesn't extend when it comes to Shari Surim. Because normally when it comes to Shnaim Shasu, looking at the Chepes itself, you would not necessarily be able to tell whether the Malacha was done through one person or through two different people. That certainly is considered to be, using those terms, the Eichus HaPoel. And in such an instance, therefore, the Ptur of Shnaim Shasu should be limited to Shabbos and not extended to Shari Surim, unless in other areas you can indicate that there was something that was different in terms of its poyotze, its totsah, its effect, not simply in terms of the act itself. When we did that study, we pointed out that Chiddush, the Minchas Asher, and Simen Ayin Hei, where we pointed out that maybe that's not the difference at all between Klachar Yad when it comes to Shabbos as opposed to when it comes to Shari Surim. Maybe the difference is the following. This Shinui, this act of Kilachar Yad, is this something that is categorically Klachar Yad? Objectively, this is considered to be a Maisa HaMashonah? Or is this something that, no, is unusual for that individual? There's a subjective element. Maybe one could argue with that Chiddush. If you're dealing with something that is categorically Lav Urche, that is relevant even when it comes to Shari Surim as well. When it comes, for example, to Yisrei Achila, when it comes to Yisrei Ana, when it comes to Habala Bayis regarding Bayis Hamnuga, Derech HaChorav, that objectively is considered to be Ayidei Shini, Klachar Yad. Anybody you would see doing that. If you see somebody running with your left hand, well, that doesn't look so strange. The most you could argue is for that individual, Gavra, that's considered to be the Klachar Yad. That was the Chiddush. That the objective halach of Klachar Yad, that carries over when it comes to other areas as well. But not when it comes to that subjective element, that if for you it's unusual, but for others it is not, that's a ptur of Melechus Machsheves, but that's not relevant when it comes to cases of Shar, Dinei HaTorah. In which case one could still maintain that Shnaim Shasu is clearly linked with Klachar Yad, but that does not mean that you are limiting it to Shabbos as opposed to Shari Suri. One could argue, for example, when it comes to a case of Zeyachal v'Zeyachal, doing so Ayinei Shnayim objectively is considered to be that which is being done both in HaMashunah, And in such a case, therefore, that's not really relevant in Shabbos. It's relevant when it comes to other areas, l'halacha. What do you find in terms of the Makoros and Gemaras and Rishonim in terms of this question? As to whether Shnayim She'asu should be limited to Shabbos or applies when it comes to other areas. If you look in the Kuntrasei Shiurim by Rav Gustman and Bava Kama and Shir Yud Gimel, that's a shir which is on Kuntras Demili de Eishubor. It's a massive piece. That piece is over 50 pages long, and the differences between Eish and Bor when it comes to Avos Nezikin. But in Os Yud, there Rav Gustman centers around this particular issue, and he starts with a very fascinating ha'ara. That the Mishnah in Bava Kama and Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph discusses a case of a boar shel shnei shutfim. If two people own a boar, and that boar causes damage, in such a case, both of its owners will be chayiv. So the Gemara is bothered. What exactly is a case of boar shel shnei shutfim? What are examples of that? So one example is the following: Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kegon sha'akru shneihem chuliyah bavas achas v'hishlimu la'asara. Simultaneously, they created the boar. There was a chuliachas, both of us lifted it up, and as a result, now you have a cavity, you have a boar, which is 10 tefachim deep. Rashi says, what does it mean? Travayu ki hadadi mashvli boar. They both created the boar together. So the Gemara just says that's an obvious example of a boar shel shnei shutfim. Right, where we dug the boar together. Yeah, but who is the one who dug it in such a way that it crossed the threshold of becoming now a boar capable of misor hezek? So Rabbi Yochanan says they did it together. And Rabbi Gustman points out the Gemara makes no distinctions at this point. It doesn't say, well, what was the case? Was it zayachal v'zayachal, zayniachal v'zayniachal? Poshub shat, they created the boar, they dug it together, yechayiv. Apparently, you see, when it comes to that case, the Kriyas HaBor, there's no Ptur Shnayim She'asu. Why is this a Chiddush? Because that sugi that we've touched on many times, the sugi in Bava Kama and Daf Samach HaMad Aleph, that's where the Gemara discusses Libava Lib Saharuach. No? What happens if this fire is ignited by what I did, but also the wind aids me in doing so? Is that considered to be my act? Or is that not? That's that sugi that wanted to push it from Zora. If you're chayiv in Zora because of Ruach Misayato, so you see Ruach Misayato should not be a ptur when it comes to Nezikin, and that was the Chiddush, the Gemara says that no, maybe this is uniquely true when it comes to the case of Zora, because Lechas Ma'sheves HaSutara, as a chiyuv, but when it comes to Nezikin, we'll call it the Grama Bin Yizakin, and therefore you're potter. So I did something together with the wind, so in such a case, Chuan Shabbos, you'd be chayiv, maybe Nezikin is different. So Tosas has the following comment. Tosas deramaska v'hochan, that's sugi baba kamen, av samach. Tosas writes the following, that nira, di'im shnayim heviu eitzim v'ur v'liba shnehem. Let's assume two people ignite the fire together. Tosas adds, v'ein v'chalechet k'day lavos, interesting chiddush, and neither one would do so by themselves, could create that. Two people create a fire together. Tosa says, it would appear that you're potter. It would appear that you're potter. Tosa says, and v'temu, is that really true? Tosa says, it appears in the sugya that if two people will create the eish simultaneously, so in such a case, you are a potter. The only question the Gemara was raising is if it's you together, let's say, with a ruach. So there's no one else involved. It was you and the ruach. So is ruach misayato a basis of ptur? So that's what Gemara wanted to know. Maybe it's considered to be all of your doing, the ruach. That's built in. So Gemara says, no, not necessarily. But if clearly it wasn't the ruach, it was someone else's deliberate act, simultaneous with yours, so in such a case, Tosa says that you're bothered. So that's where Augustine begins with interesting chiddush, that you see that the Gemara is explicit in Bava Kama and Daf Nun Aleph when it comes to Bor, that if Akru Shneihem Chuliyah Bavas Achas in such a case, they're obviously Chayiv. And here Tosa says, you see from the Sugya that when it comes to Eish, that is not true. In such a case, they are potter. Why should that be? See, here Augustine points out the following distinction. When you look in the psukim regarding Eishin Bor in Parshas Mishpatim, you find that the basis of the chiyuv seems to be quite different. When it comes to Eish, the pasuk describes kiseis Eishin v'yachol gadish, shalem yishalem hamavre sabir. There's a chiyuv tashlumim. It's one of the avos nezikin. Who is obligated to pay? The mavir, the one who ignites. The one who does that maisa havara, he is obligated to do so. When it comes to bor, there is a very great contrast. Here the pasuk tells us chiyvtach ishbor, chiyvrech ishbor, v'lo yechasenu. And what happens if an afasham shavar chamor? The pasuk says bal habor yishalmi, bal habor yishalmi. So that is a very noticeable difference. When it comes to Eish, the pasuk says, who has to pay? The mavir. When it comes to Bor, who is the one who is chayiv? Bal habor yishalmi. The Bal habor is obligated to pay. In other words, when it comes to Eish, the mavir, the asiyas ha'esh, is the mechayiv. The question is, who ignited this flame? When it comes to Bor, it's a very different question. Right? Whose Bor is this? Baal HaBor Yishalem. Bailus, who is the Baal HaTakala? Right, there's a marked difference then between Eish and Eisham Chayiv because of the Siyasa Hezek. Here, I didn't do anything at all. Just the animal came and fell into the pit. The answer is, you're not Chayiv because of that element, but rather ayidei iske psicho kriyabala. As a result of digging that bore, you are the Baal Takala, and now you're considered to be chayiv. If you look in Psachim and the Vav Mabez, we have now, it's a separate chibur, the Tosus Chachmei Anglia. Psachim and the Vav Mabez. They ask a very interesting kasha. The Gemara writes in Psachim and Avav, in Baba Kamadav Chavtes, right, the memory that you know, Rabbi Lazar, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Shnei Dvaram, Eno B'Shusa Shel Adam, Vaslo Kaso Kila B'Shusa, right, the Gemara Psachim Davav, right, Baba Kamadav Chavtes. There are two things that really you don't own, Vaslo Kaso Kila B'Shusa, Bor B'Shusa Rabbi Mechametz Pesach. We pointed out in previous years, in the Shirman Pesach, yeah, that's a very telling memory of Rabbi Yishmael. Now that was highlighted by that Ramban, Psachim Adav Dal Mabez. The Ramban pointed out his paradox, that no, how can you ever be chayiv for Bayi Rabbi Matzeh? You're only chayiv for Bayi Rabbi Matzeh when the chametz is nesar, when it's asr b'achi and asr b'hana. And if something is nesar, there's no utility whatsoever. You can't do anything with it. Asr b'achi, asr b'hana. Is there bailus? If something is absolutely forbidden, do I own that object? Is that object b'shusi? So the Ramban asks the obvious kasha. How can you ever be chayiv for Bayi Rabbi Matzeh? Because it's only shalcha iyataroeh. Aval atorah shalachem v'shal gavoah. You're only chayiv for your chametz, but the chametz is nesar. How can that be? So you know what the Ramban answers? Yeah, that is a very, very great chiddush. And the answer is exactly that. Remember Rabbi Yishmael? Shnei dvaram eno b'shusa shel adam. Vaslal kasov kil b'shusa. That's exactly the point. I would have said that there's no way by definition you could be chayiv for Bayi Rabbi Matzeh, because this is to own your chametz. Possess chametz that you own. It is not yours. But that's the chiddush. If the Torah posits an isra Bayi Rabbi Matzeh, oslo kasov kil b'shusa. Perhaps even though in dinei mamonos it is not yours, but nonetheless, the Torah creates a din bailin, despite the fact that the chametz is nesar. And then the critical question, not for us, is that what do you need for that din bailus? Maybe you don't need full kinyanim. You don't need shalom and b'shusa, as you need when it comes to bailus b'chol Torah kula. This is a very unique halacha. Vasal kaso yi b'shusa. See, if that's true, you understand the Gemara as well. The Gemara says the other exception is bor, b'shusa ramim. What's the trouble? If the boar is dug in your own home, you're not chayiv for that. Someone trespasses and they hurt themselves. That's not your problem. You're only chayiv for a boar b'rishus harabim. How could you be chayiv? How could you be chayiv for that? Well, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is that you're not chayiv because you own the boar. You're chayiv because you dug the boar. The asiyas hatakala. No, but Rabbi Yishmael is very bothered. That's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says you're chayiv because of baal habor yishalim. Baal habor yishalim. You're the baal hatakala. That's what Rabbi Yishmael is troubled by. If the pasuk would say I'm chayiv because I dug, so good. You're chayiv because you dug. You dug in your shusarabim. You dug. No, the Torah says you're chayiv because of bailus. Then Rabbi Yishmael is very bothered. You're potter if this boar is in your own home, and you're only chayiv is for shus harabim. How can that be? That's the exact chiddush of Rabbi Yishmael. This is exactly like Chametz Pesach. That the Torah creates a din bailin. Also kosuk l'brishusa. The Torah says you are the baal hatakala, despite the fact that din amamos is not yours. Just as you are the baal hachametz, despite the fact that you don't have full kinyan amamon. So if you look, for example, in the Tosos Chachmei Anglia, there are Psachim Davav, they ask this fabulous kasha. But Rabbi Yishmael could only come up with two cases. Avas l'kasa kid b'shusa? No, v'kasha, amai lo kamenami ish. What's wrong with ish? No? You light a fire, and the fire damages, right? And I'm chayiv. So I'll say, that wasn't my fire. I didn't own that fire. So why doesn't Rabbi Yishmael say, Asla koso ki l'b'shuso? Why does Rabbi Yishmael mention the case of boar and not the case of age? That's their kasha. And this is exactly their teretz. What is coming to mind immediately? No? Yishlomar? No, this is what the Bali Atos is right. Lahachi nokat. Hachi. This is why he only mentions the case of boar. Because shakosav kuro bal. The pasuk says balabor yishalim. And in chametz, lo yira lecha, shelcha. The Torah links these chiyuvim with the din bailim. Then you have to say asa kasa kid b'shuso. When it comes to eish, the Torah doesn't say you're chayiv because you're the bala eish. The Torah says that you're chayiv because of the asiya. No, shalom yeshavim hamavir. You are the mavir. Of course, you're considered to be chayiv. The mavir requires a ma'isa hadlaka. Mashenki, when it comes to bor, that's not true. Boar, all you require is a din bailim. So this is what Rav Gustin begins and just points out then the following chiddush. If, for example, you have a case where two people own a boar, whatever the case is, two people acquired property where there was a boar. Let's say they're mafkrit. And I have a boar, b'shus harabim. Or let's assume two people dig the boar. Whatever the case is, if they become shutfim in that boar, now both of them are co-owners of this boar, well, of course they're chayiv. There's no halach of shnayim she'asu. But of course they're chayiv. Whoever is the balabor is chayiv, whether it's one, whether it's two, whether it's ten. The concept of shnayim she'asu is when you are dealing with, right, the case where the Torah stresses not the effect, not the totzah, not the polyotze here in cases of bailus, rather you're dealing with maisa, no? A maisa hadlaka, mavir. Is that called shalom yishem hamavir savira if this was a composite act? Who is the mavir? When what is critical is the Maisa Vera, the Maisa Hamalacha, then you have Shnayim She'asu. Then you can begin to discuss what is the Halacha, Vos Es Kula, Vos Es Miktsasa. And that's exactly why, as Tosfos points out, you can have a comparable Ptur when it comes to Eish, because at least in certain circumstances you are not considered to be the Mavir. Mashenke, when it comes to a case of Bor, it's clear, the Gemara Sandor Rapasha, that you're considered to be chayiv in that particular case. So, that's the first Hagadara. It's only when a person is required to perform a given act, mavir, a case of losasa chomalacha,
Asiyas HaMelacha? So now, one raises the issue, is that called Asiyas HaGavra? If that's not necessary at all, I can be Kohen and I can be Mafkir, and I am the Balavor, listen, in such a case, of course, there's no Ptor. Shnayim She'asu? So you understand very well why the Gemara will discuss this in the context of Eish, but in Bor, Dabra Poshet, you consider Tipata. Now, where else do you see that there should be a concept of Shnayim She'asu? So the Gemara in Kedushin, and Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph, mentions the case of Shchut Echutz. Here the Torah tells us in that case, Vayikra Tezayin, the Issed Araisa of Shchut Echutz, right, the Chi of Kares, the Chi of Karban B'Shogeg, we'll see that's also quite important. The Gemara says that there are two psukim, Dam Yechashev La'ishahu, and V'nichras Ha'ishahu. Why does the pasuk underscore Ha'ishahu? So the Gemara says that Chad L'miyute Shnayim She'ochsin B'sakin B'shachdu. It's coming to exclude a case of Shnayim She'ochsin. It has to be Lishahu. But if there are two people, Shnayim She'ochsin B'sakin B'shachdu, so in such a case, then you're potter. No Chiyuv Kares, no Chiyuv Kavash. The Ritva in that sugya raises our kasha. But the Lamalikra, what do you need a pasuk for? Yishahu. Tepuk le'midichsiv basosa. Look, in the very beginning of a yikra, Perek Dalet, basosa. What is the context of basosa? That's not dealing with Malachi Shabbos. That's talking about like the chiv chatos in general, the chorba chala tarakula. It's an interesting fact that sometimes the Gemara is Doresh, those psukim, in the beginning of Ikra that speak about Chatash generally as referring to Shabbos. After all, the very beginning there we discussed, no, that crucial pasuk, Meyachas Mehena, told us, no? How do you chay for told us? Another one line, the Gemara Shabbos, I know it base, no, a pasuk, Meyachas Mehena. That pasuk's not even talking about Shabbos. No, it's talking about Chiv Chatos. But again, the Mesoras Chazal, that Drasha, Mehena, is a reference to Shabbos. So the fact that the Gemara is quoting a pasuk regarding chatos generally, it doesn't mean that it's an obvious indicator that this is halacha b'chol haTorah kula, not limited to Shabbos. Just like you see when it comes to that, Rashi told us. But the Ritva assumes that look, you have a pasuk of basosa. Why should one assume that's uniquely true when it comes to Shabbos? And therefore, why do you need a pasuk? Shchut Echutz also is a chiyuv kares and karban. So therefore, why do you have a pasuk of La'ishahu? So the Ritva writes the following teretz that no, ikla meimar diistrich. Why is that true? Because after all, when it comes to a different parsha, when it comes to Vayikra Yitzayin, Ha'Allah, Shnayim Shehelu Es Ha'Ever. Let's assume that there are two people who offer a korban together, and they do so b'chutz. Here the pasuk says, Ish Ish. And the Ritva writes, Umar Binan Minei, L'chayev Shnayim Shehelu Es Ha'Ever b'chutz. There are certain aspects of avoda where we assume that if two people do it, the pasuk says you are chayim. That sugi the Ritva is referring to is a sugi in Zvachim and Daf Kuf Chesim Abeis, the drash of ish ish, as a ribui. So the Ritva writes, Salkadet Achamin L'Rabas Nami Shnayim Sheshavta B'chutz. So Kamash Malam that no, Havu is Lo Shnayim Sheshavta. So the Ritva writes, good, we have a pasuk of basosa. If that's all we had, of course we would have assumed that shnayim shochsin b'sakin are potter. But since when it comes to other aspects, shnayim shehelu es ha'eiver, that's not true, so therefore it's necessary to have the kasuv hashlishi, so to speak, she'achri b'neihem, to tell us that la'ishahu l'miyutei shnayim shochsin b'sakin. Apparently, you see, according to Tzvan, important Chiddush,
the Shnaim Shiasu is applicable to Shar Dini HaTorah. It's not a separate Gzeres HaKosov in Shabbos. If this would have been true only when it comes to Malachi Shabbos, the answer is obvious. That drasha of Basosa is not limited to other cases, and therefore you need psukim. The Ritvadar assumes no. Here you need a pasuk when it comes to Shnaim Shochs and Besakim. Because you would have thought to glean from other avodah. So that's why it says a pasuk indicates that Shnaim Shiasu is halacha b'chol Torah kulam. Ritva writes explicitly. If you look in the Tosfos Rabbi Kiviger, in the Mishnayos of Zvachim, in Perek Yud Gimel, Kuf Aleph, that's that sugya of Kuf Chesim Abeis. Here, the Rabbi Kiviger points out the following chiddush. The Ritva says, what do you mean the pasuk of a Yeshahu? The pasuk says only one person who does shechita. But if several people would do it, in such a case you'd be potter. And the Ritva says that, what do you need that pasuk for? What's wrong with Bas Elsa? So Rabbi Kiviger writes, apparently you see the following chiddush. Why couldn't the Ritva give the simple answer? If it's a pasuk of Bas Elsa, we just learned, Bas Elsa has limitations. When it comes to Bas Elsa, there's a difference between Zeyachal v'Zeyachal and Zeniach v'Zeniach. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a critical difference, no? When do we assume there's a Ptur of Shnayim Shasa? Only if it's a case of Zeyachal v'Zeyachal. If it would be a case of Zeniach v'Zeniach and Eschayim. So Rabbi Kiviger is bothered. Why couldn't Ritva say that simple terence? The pasuk here of Dam Yechashev Lishahu means, categorically, right, there is never a chiyuv if two people engage in shchutei chutz. But if you were to base this on the pasuk of Shnayim Shasu, Basosa, so what do you mean? That's a very limited tour. That only applies to a case of Zeyach v'Zeyach, not a case of Zeniach v'Zeniach. So for Rabbi Kiviger asked the following kasha. Why doesn't the Ritva say that you need the pasuk of a Yeshahu, for the case of Zeniach v'Zeniach? So Rabbi Kiviger writes, you see, according to an important chiddush, that Zeniach v'Zeniach is chayiv in Shechutei Chutz, just like it's chayiv on Shabbos, Bas Elsa. Because if there were to be any differences between them, that would be the teretz. What do you need pasuk B for? Isn't pasuk A sufficient? The answer is no. Pasuk B is a much broader p'tur. That's why you need Hayishahu. The fact that Rabbi Kiviger writes the Ritva does not give that teretz seems to indicate that it's an absolute overlap. Whatever we learn from B, we could have learned from A. Why is it necessary? No, because we would have learned from C. Right? That's the Ritva's teretz. So Rabbi Kiviger writes, and he writes a tzorach in Ladina, whether this is in fact the case. Let's say you have a shechita with a sakin that requires two people to go ahead and to do the ma'aseh shechita. Would you argue that if it's a case of shechutei chutz, that both are chayiv? Both are chayiv kareis. Ay, la'ishahu? No, la'ishahu is no greater than the pasuk of Bas Elsa. The zeniach v'zeniach is considered to be chayiv, even in the cases of shechutei chutz. So you see, according to Ritva, double chiddush then, right? That enochinami, that the halacha of Shnayim Shasu is applicable b'chol Torah kula. And you see, as Rabbi Kiviger points out, that the distinction between Zeyachal as opposed to Zeniachal is also relevant b'chol Torah kula. Right? Otherwise, if that was not relevant, the answer would be that's the Tosefes Chiddush of the pasuk of Yishahu. In the case of Zeniach of Zeniach, Zeniach Inami. Right, one would be Chayiv, even in the case of Shechutei Chutz as well. See, why is that true? Again, this fits in with what we suggested before, that Rashi used that element of Urche. You have a Pasuk, right, and you have a Pasuk which you can be Doresh in, right, many different fashions. You have a Pasuk that says one as opposed to two. The considerations of Urche and Lav Urche will aid us in this drasha. So therefore, right, if this is the normal way that in fact it should be done, That's not the Torah Basos, that's not the Torah of Leishahu as well. If that is not the case, that's when we'll apply the Joshua Daraisa, that is considered to be Ha'oses and Miktsasa. Boshav Shab, this Ha'ar of the Ritva, the assumption that Shnaim Shasu applies even in other areas as well, is against what you find in the Tshuva Sarashba. Because the Tshuva Sarashba found in Chela Galef and Simen Chavches, writes explicitly differently. Rashba writes that the Ptur of Shnaim Shasu is not Halacha B'chol Torah Kula. This is uniquely true when it comes to Melech HaShabbos. Uniquely true when it comes to Melech HaShabbos. Yeah, the Pasuk is talking about Chatas. Yeah, just like the Pasuk told us is talking about Chatas. But this is uniquely true. Melech HaShabbos requires Osa Es Kula. Well, Osa Es Miktsasa. And there is no such Pshu when it comes to other areas at all. And if you're going to tell me there is a Pshu when it comes to Shchutei Chutz, you better have a Pasuk. Because you cannot use Basosa to cover other areas. That's why the Gemara Kedushin of Mem Gimel requires Xeris HaKasav for the cases of Shchutei Chutz. And therefore, this halach of Shnayim Shasu was only true when it comes to Lech HaShabbos because of Basosa. And admittedly, the Rashba writes, and one other case, the case of Zav, right? The Sugin of Tzari Gimel. Because there, the Rashba writes, Be'inan Sheh, if you're talking about Atumas Mendris, no? It means this is not just contact. It means that, right, the force, the weight of the body is being borne by this object. So of course, then you have to ask yourself this relevant issue. Is that true? Is that the case? Even if we argue this is a Gzeres HaKosuf when it comes to Shabbos, you're going to have to admit it's still relevant when it comes to the case of Zav. Why is that true? You're going to have to argue as well. That's true perhaps even in a more basic sense. That's true by definition. You're going to tell me there's a difference between a casual contact as opposed to one who is bearing the weight of the Zav. That chefetz is an avatuma. So I'll ask you, well, where do you draw the line? At what point do you say that this is bearing the weight of the chefetz? So tell me, well, doesn't it depend on yachal and any yachal? I'll answer you, no, that's exerus hakosav in Shabbos. I'll tell you, forget about Shabbos. Simply, where do you draw the line? Where do you argue that yinase rubalav? So that's simply what the Gemara says. Look, if you have four legs, and if you knock out one of the legs, the whole thing will collapse. So therefore, these legs are bearing the weight of the Zav. So the Rashba writes, you have to admit that it applies in at least another area of Zav. But of course, that's true by its very essence. But the Gzeres HaKosova Basosa, that's only limited to Shabbos. That's a Tshuva Sarashba in Simen Chavches. There is an important Ta'ara that you find in the Chacham Tzvi. This is found in Simen Pei Beis. And the Chacham Tzvi writes the following. This refers to what I mentioned earlier. Even if you assume that this is true, that Basosa is a Gzeres HaKosova that only applies to Shabbos, even though it's written by Chatos, but that was the Masoras Chazal. Right, this pasuk is to be Doresh in terms of Shabbos. One certainly can distinguish the Chacham Tzvi writes between case 1 and case 2 as opposed to case 3. In case 1 and case 2, where you're talking about Zayachol, 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 good, that's the concept of Oses Kuv, Oses Mitzasa, that's the pasuk of Basosa. So now you can argue, as the Rashba does, no, that's a unique term when it comes to Shabbos, but it doesn't carry over when it comes to other areas. Good, perfect sense. What about case 3? That we began with, no? Ze yachal is ze eni yachal. Where the Gemara says, forget about that. That's misayin bo mamish. That you're going to tell me according to Rashba also is halach only in Shabbos. Misayin bo mamish. That you certainly don't have to assume. Very mistaber, no? If you're telling me there's unique zera sakas of oses kulo, I understand you have two players. And as we began, now whenever the Torah demands asiyas, you have to ask yourself, who is it? Who is the Baal HaMaisa? Good, so I understand. You have a pasuk of Asosa. But if you have a case of Ze Yachol Ze Eni Yachol, that you're going to tell me is a function of Asosa. Maybe one could argue, forget about that. That certainly is Halacha B'Chol HaTorah Kula.
That's what the Chacham Tzvi writes. That's what the Gemara says, Miseya Inbo Mamish. Miseya Inbo Mamish is Mleches Machsheves. Not necessarily. Like we discussed in earlier shiurim, we did Mlach Shina Tzrich Lagufa, no? Akasha the Ritva, this during the Gemara Makos and Davchav, against the Sagin Beitza. Makif, Nikav, no? When it comes to the case of Makif, for example, right, what does the Gemara say? Lo Sakifu, Makif, Nikav, how can that be? In Bamais, the Gemara answers, Am Ravashi, Meseyev, Edivrei HaKol. So the Ritva is immediately bothered by the Kasha. No, what do you mean? Meseyev, all of a sudden, is significant? Don't we normally assume Meseyev is Ein Bo Mamish? Right? That's the Ritva's Kasha. The Ritva had two terutzim, parallel to Machlokes, right? The Taz and Nukudas HaKesef. What do you see clearly from the Ritva? That if the Gemara says Meseyev Ein Bo Mamish, so that should be consistent, right? Whatever you hold here, you should hold there as well. Whatever you hold when it comes to Makif Nikaf, you should hold when it comes to Shabbos. If you say Meseyev is Yeshua Mamish, just be consistent. Be consistent. In other words, that we're not going to assume that Meseyev is Ein Bo Mamish only when it comes to Lechis Shabbos because of Asosa, and not when it comes to cases of Makif Mikav. So maybe you could answer, yeah, beautifully, this is the Ritva L'Shita say that Basosa is Lava Chalot HaRakula. L'chora, one doesn't have to come on to that Chiddush of the coupled Ritva. No, well, very simply, if the Gemara is making, right, an empirical statement that the guy who's sitting there and putting his hand under the suitcase is not doing anything, that does not sound like a Gzeres HaKasav of Shabbos, where you'll begin to discuss the next stage whether this is uniquely true regarding Shabbos or whether it's not. So one could argue, even according to the Rashba, that limits the Halacha Basosa to Shabbos, very mistaber to assume that that could be in these more complex cases, Zeyachal v'Zeyachal, or Zeniachal v'Zeniachal. Right, Zeyachal v'Zeniachal, it's Mamish Urchei, but still there's a Ptur, so that should not extend to other cases, but when it comes to Zeyachal v'Zeniachal, what the Chacham Tzvi writes is very mistaber. That should be a Ptur b'chol ha'tamrukul. So this is explicitly in the Machlokes, the Ritva, the Rashba, regarding this issue, whether these drashos of Asosa, right, are limited to Shabbos, or applies in other cases as well. There's even a further shita. This is the shita of the Makar Chaim, found on the Hagos to the Magen Avraham in Reis Samach Vav. Suggest the following chiddush. This pasuk of Basosa, the context is chiyuv chatos. So maybe it's only relevant to chiyuv kares, chiyuv chatos, but not when it comes to in iser laver, in iser malkos. Good, you're willing to extend Basosa beyond Shabbos. Beyond Shabbos, I understand. After all, because you'll tell me the Parsha's not talking about Shabbos. It's a broader Parsha. Yeah, but the Parsha is dealing with Kares and Chatos. So maybe the Ptur of Shnayim Shasu, an interesting Chiddush, is a Ptur Kares, a Ptur Chatos. But there still is Nisralav, there still is a Chiyuv Malkus. It's a further shita. It can extend b'chol haTorah kula, but not to all, every area. This is a p'tur karbon. And in Achinami, there is nisr lav in those cases. In fact, there's a very interesting Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Tes of Hilchos Kilayim. The Rambam writes the following. You have this wagon, Shaya Moshchen Oso Kilayim, right? And you have different breeds of animal, right? Kilay Behema, that are pulling this wagon. It's awesome. The Rambam writes the following, Hayoshev Ba'gol Elokem, the person sitting in the wagon, he's going to get Malkas Daraisa for Kilayim. Even though he's not directly leading these animals. The Rambam writes, "She yeshivasa goremes lebehemah shetimshoch ha'agala," because his presence, the driver sitting there, and animals move. So therefore, he's the one who's responsible for this issa daraisa. And the Rambam writes, "Bechem im haya echad yoshev ha'agala ve'echad manhig." One person is leading on the ground. One person is sitting on the wagon. They're both responsible for this act. And therefore, they're chayiv. And then the Rambam writes, Va'afilu meya she'inhigu kelayim ke'echad. You have these animals that have to pull, and you have a whole group of people, the Rambam writes, afilu meya, that are leading the animals. The Rambam says, kulanokin. They all get malchus daraisa. They all violated this issur of kelayim. If you look in the new editions of the Rambam, the Franco Rambam, they have on the page the Hagos Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger there writes that mashma afilu b'zeyachol b'zeyachol kul machayavim. Afilu meya. It sounds like zeyachol b'zeyachol. Doesn't sound like only zeyachol b'zeyachol. It sounds like even though maybe each one could do so individually, but nonetheless, in kelayim you're chayiv in these cases. You're chayiv in shnayim shasu. And you're chayiv even in a case of zeyachol v'zeniachol. On Shabbos, where there's a ptur of shnayim she'asu, you're still chayiv in the case of. There's still a split in those instances. No, here you're chayiv in all cases, even zeyachol v'zeniachol. Why is that true? What about the concept of asosa? So, Pashup Shandaram, you have these two possibilities that we just mentioned. One possibility in the Rambam could be the difference between Shabbos as opposed to Kelayim, because Basos is halacha in Dine Shabbos, Melechis Machshavos, like the Rashba, not when it comes to Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Rambam will argue Shabbos there is a Ptur, but in Kelayim you're Chayiv. Afilu mea shinhigo Kelayim keachad kula nokin. Or if you accept this Chiddush, the Makor Chayim, you can also read the Rambam that way as well. That when it is a Kelayim, you're dealing with an Isra Lav. Shnayim Shosos, a Ptur Karban. So in such a case as well, the Rambam writes that there's Malkus, violation of an Isra Lav, when it comes to the case of Kelayim. We discussed in earlier Shiurim a great length Chatzi Shir Melecha Shabbos, and we pointed out that it would appear from the Rambam against Rashi. Rashi and Afayin Dalet, the Sugya Borer, Chatzi Shir Asminata when it comes to Shabbos. The Rambam seems to indicate that that's not true. The Shita Sarambam seems to be that Chatzi Shir is only used to the Rabbanon on Shabbos. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Halachates. The Rambam writes regarding Hotzah, Akar v'lo hiniach, hiniach v'lo akar, he did not cure that anocha, vice versa. Then the Rambam adds case 3, O Shahotzi Pachos Mikashir. The Rambam writes, in all these cases, you're potter. The Rambam charamachta, akira taranacha, anachal arakira, or a full act of Hotzah, but Pachos Mikashir. When is potter? The Rambam writes this in Perek Yud Ches, Halachachav Gimel of Hilcha Shabbos. Hamotzi Chatzi Shir, potter. And then the Rambam adds that line, V'chein chol ho'sa melachim en melachos b'chatzi shir potter. Maybe you could have argued this is unique when it comes to Hotzah. The Rambam adds this is true when it comes to one melachah Shabbos. Chatzi shir is potter. And as we know from the Rambam, the very beginning of Shabbos, Aleph Gimel, potter means potter v'losser, and nisad rabbanan, and nisad araisa. So Poshem Shad, the Rambam is again Shitas Rashi. The Rambam maintains that chatzi shir on Shabbos is nisad rabbanan. So you know that piece in the Mabit, the Kiryas Sefer in Perek Yud Ches that we discussed in the past? Shir HaMoel, Halacha Moshe Misinai. So that Kiryas Sefer has a further Chiddush. How do you know that this is true? Why shouldn't Chatzi Shir apply when it comes to Shabbos? Why not? In the earlier Shurim we discussed that Chacham Tzvi. Now they said, look, Chatzi Shir is based on a Pasuk of Kol Chelev. Maybe it only applies to Machalos Asuros. Who says you can extend it to other cases? And the Chacham Tzvi gave a very interesting svara. It's not just stam or random gzeiros hakasav. No, it's because achila by definition Is it siruf apachos mikashir? No. You take a bite and a bite and a bite and a bite, and all of a sudden you just ate a kazayis. Right? You're chayiv. But you're chayiv only for the last bite? No. It encompasses and incorporates the entire ma'isa achila. What do you see? That each chatzi shir is relevant. But that's not necessarily true when it comes to other areas of the Chacham Sirah, because there, if the Ma'is Avera is done by Basachas, you don't see that you're chayiv incrementally, no, for each stage. But Achila, by its very nature, is gradual, so you see each bite is significant. Okay. But the Ma'abid writes this great Chiddush, right, that you know why there's no Issa D'Oraisa of Chatzi Shir on Shabbos, because nismait mei basalsa. It's part of this gzeres hakasu. Very great chiddush. Now, haoses kulachayv, lo ses miktsasa. One aspect of miktsasa, the Ma'abid writes, is shnayim shasu. You know what other aspect of miktsasa is? Where you didn't do the entire malacha. A chatzi malacha, or even a chatzi shir. Even a chatzi shir. Wow, very great Kiddush. The Chatzi Shir is a function of Shabbos of this drasha. And why then do you distinguish between Chelev and Shabbos? Well, because Chelev, good, it's a Chiyuv Kares, that's true, but Basos is unique to Melech Shabbos. That's two chedushim in this Kriya Sefer. Chatzi Shir results from the drasha basosa, oses kula. That means, in terms of gavra, but also in terms of shir, can't be shnayim shasu. One person has to perform the malacha in its entirety, so chatzi shir cannot be nisa daraisa. And how do you understand chatzi shir in all other areas of halacha then? Yeah, because basosa is not relevant when it comes to shar chelkei Torah. It's true only when it comes to Melech Shabbos. And you also see from the Ma'abit that Basos is not just a Ptur Karban, because if this is why Chatzi Shir is Potter on Shabbos, Chatzi Shir is Potter on Shabbos, no? It's not just a Ptur Karban, it's Potter, Midaraisa, there's no Isser. It means Basos is considered to be a base level of Ptur as well. That's a very great Chiddush, the Kriya Sefer. There is even a further case that the Ran quotes in Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach, in the name of the Balei Tosfos, regarding Yayin Esach. What happens if you have a case of Akum v'Yisrael shehoriku biyachad Yayin, wine which is poured by a Jew together with an Akum? So what happens in that case? Is that Yayin Esech? Is that considered to be the Yayin which was poured by a guy? So the Ran quotes the Balei Tosfos, so the Nam Liyul Chiddush, the Hagdaras of our Mishnah and Gemara. If it's Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, so then the Yayin is not Nesar. Just like on Shabbos, Zeyach Zeyach is Potter. But if it's a very heavy jug, just as Ze'eniyachol v'Ze'eniyachol, right, is Chayiv on Shabbos, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that's not part of the Gzeres HaKasa Basalsa, so therefore this is considered to be Yayin Esech. You see again the great Chiddush, the Shnayim Shasa, the willingness to apply it, right, B'Shar Isurim. And further that distinction, right, of case one and case two, Zeyachol v'Zeyachol and Zeyachol v'Zeniyachol, right, within the cases of Yayin Esech as well. Perhaps there's a basis of following distinction in this sense. And this is what you find in the Minchas Asher as a possible Chiddush in Siman Ayin Ches, where he writes the following, that the case of Zav and the case of Yayin Esech is a little bit different from these other cases. See, when it comes to the issue of an act which is done by 1, 2, 3, 10, 100, the Rambam's case in Kelayim, the Chora, one has to address this on two different levels. Level number one, halacha number one, is the following, right? Misayeyan osamaisa, what I would call simply an issue of attribution, hisyachsus. Who is doing this? You see that one, two, a group of people are engaged in a particular activity. Number one, perhaps the most basic question is, who is performing this act? Number two is more nuanced, and that is an issue of chiyuv or ptur. I see a group doing something that's wrong. I'll ask the following question. Are they all chayiv? Are they all bar onshin? Are they all bar kapara? Is one bar kapara? Issue number one is just simply, who is the Baal HaMaisa? Right. Issue number two, right, is an issue of chiyuv and ptur. Does the Torah create a chiyuv, right, in this instance, or does it not? See, so for example, it's an important distinction. Let's say the case of Ar Gemara and Daf Tzadik Gimel, the case of Azav. You're not dealing with an aver at all. There's no chiyuv, there's no ptur. You're not dealing with a maisa mitzvah, you're not dealing with a maisa avera. You're just dealing with a fact. That if something supports a zav, it's an avatuma. So you want to know, right, simply, is this chayfetz, right, included in medrash? Is this garment, which is underneath the leg of a bed, supporting the zav? I'm not passing any judgment. I'm not saying it's a good garment, it's a bad garment. It's not a question of onesh and chiyuv and ptur. It's simply a question of who is supporting the zav. The same issue could be raised when it comes to the Yayin Esef issue. Forget about any element of Chiyuv and Ptur. I want to know the status of this Yayin. From the perspective of the Yayin itself, is the Yayin Esar, is the Yayin not Esar? Is the Yayin being poured by Yisrael? Is the Yayin being poured by an Akum? That's one issue. Then a second issue, the first certainly should impact on this, but not necessarily directly. The second issue is the following. Whatever you say with issue number one, what about onesh? What about kares or karban or malkus? There, lechora, one could envision a possible split. Maybe one could envision that true, that both parties are performing the act, that maybe the onesh of misa is only if you did so individually. Maybe you could argue the opposite is true. Maybe you could argue from perspective one, only one person is doing so. But if you, so to speak, are a nitfal over avera, you can't deny that he had involvement. So therefore, in such a case, maybe the Torah will posit an onesh simply because of your measured involvement. The importance of this chiddush simply is the following, that the case of Zav Inyan on the one hand, that's simply a question of attribution. To who do we attribute this act? This cheftza, so to speak, is this yayin esach? This beged, is it medras? The next issue in terms of gavra, the chiyuv, ptur, onesh. Now that's shkutei chutz, that's the area of Shabbos. Well, perhaps one could distinguish. Perhaps one could argue the first issue, that's relevant to Kol HaTorah Kula. No? You want to know who is performing this act? That's a very relevant question. Whether you're dealing with Yayin Esech, or whether you're dealing with Shabbos, whether you're dealing with Shatnez, whatever the case is, Kilayim, whatever the issue is, that's a very relevant issue. And that's what the Ran writes in the Tzigna Vodah Zadav Samach. You want to know just simply, did the guy pour this wine? So the categories of Zeyachal, 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 Zeyachal are very relevant to this issue. But the next level, the chiddush that on Shabbos one is potter min ha'onish, because it's not oses kula, it's only oses miktasa, one could certainly argue maybe that's unique to Melech Shabbos. Maybe that wouldn't apply to the chiyuv karis of shchutei chutz. How do you know that the p'tur or the chiyuv, what is true of the onesh of Shabbos, necessarily applies to the onesh of shchutei chutz? Maybe one could argue that the Torah only has an onesh, right, of chilul Shabbos where oses kula, and one could question whether that's also true of the onesh when it comes to a case, for example, of shchutei chutz, or a case of kilayim, am I chayiv, am I loke, or am I not loke? But when you're dealing with, right, not an issue of onesh, not davera sagavra, just simply the fact as to whether this beged is supporting a zav, or this wine was poured by a guy, even if you argue that the full halacha basosa, in terms of onesh, is limited to Shabbos, but these categories are relevant when it comes to other areas as well. And even a further chiddush. Here in the Minchas Asher suggests the following. That Rambam Minchas climb test, we had a difficulty. Now the Rambam writes, afilu meya. Everyone gets malchus. Everyone is chayv malchus in that particular case. Good? So what about the Torah Shnayim Shalsu? So, we have two possibilities already, right? One possibility is Shabbos is about Shari Surim. The other, no, the Makor Chaim doesn't apply to Shatnas, because Shatnas is only Nisr Lav. That was Rabbi Gveger's Ha'ara, that apparently you see there are differences between Shnayim Shas when it comes to Shatnas as opposed to Shnayim Shas when it comes to Shabbos. Maybe one can suggest Kilayim is unique for a completely different reason. Complete different reason. This is a very interesting chiddush. As a mashal, in the Minchas Asher quotes the following: there's a tshuvas marachor zarua in Siman Lamed Aleph. We know that there's a p'tur of klachriyad, no? So if I carry with my elbow, I'm potter. The mission of Tzadi Beitz. Marachor zarua is interesting chiddush. Let's say when it comes to the mach of mevasha, there's a p'tur of klachriyad. So you have a pot and you have a fire, and I don't pick up the pot and I put it on the fire. No, I use my elbow and I move the pot on the fire. You mean to say you're potter? That's called klachar yad. That's not nisa daraisa. Because what? The simas hakadera was, right? Klachar yad. Marach Rezur writes a fascinating chiddush that you're chayiv midaraisa. Because the Hanachas HaKedera is not Bishul. We discussed in our earlier shir about Malach HaLachar Zman. There's something unusual about Mevashel, no? You're not Chayiv because that is the act of Bishul. All of a sudden the circuits break and the stove goes out and you luck out and the food doesn't cook. You're not Chayiv at all. You're Chayiv for setting a process in motion. If you're setting the process in motion, that's Klachar Yad. Vice is just a chiddush. It's very crucial halacha. A person will turn a light switch, klachar yad. Is that really called klachar yad? Interesting chiddush, no? When you are the one who is doing the maisa hamalacha, you understand very well that doing it abnormally is called klachar yad. When you're putting a process in motion, that's called klachar yad. Maybe that's not. Maybe hadlakas hachashmal ayidei shini is not called ayidei shinui. That's a further chiddush al gabi chiddush. But Rav Chizur is explicit about bishul. You put the food in the oven in an unusual way. That's called klach hayad. Maybe one could argue the following chiddush. Could this be extended to shnayim shosu? If you're chayiv for the maisa avera, so clearly then, if it's basosa, oses kula, oses miktasa. But what happens if you'll acknowledge that the Torah says you're chayiv for creating that state, for setting up that process? You're not chayiv for the strict
Hak dove, let's say in this case, Shafir Bishul. One would argue Shnaim Shasu was Pater.
The Rambam begins in Test Nochas Klem and tells us the following. You're sitting in that wagon, and the animals respond. The driver gets on, and the animals start going. You get Malkus, for that is Sirah Kilayim, no? Why is that true? Because the Rambam writes, Gorim Lebehema Shetimsho. No, because your presence causes the animals to start going. When it comes to Kilayim, why are you Chayiv? Because you're the one who is what? You're the one who is plowing together with these two minim. You're the one who is drawing the wagon together. Of course you're not. Not your chayiv because that you are the one, as the Rambam writes, shegorim the behema. You're the one who is causing that process. So that's a very interesting chiddush. If you are not the one who is doing the root maisavera, but rather, since you are setting up that process, that's the chiyuv hatorah. And therefore, I would say, I didn't do anything, grama. What's the answer? Grama, you get in the wagon, the animals start going, you are gorim lehem shetim shoch. There's no tour of grama. Maybe there's no tour of shnayim shasu in that particular case. So the Rambam writes, whoever is responsible for these animals, the animals are doing it directly. The animals aren't doing it ayidei grama. It's not a tour of shnayim shasu in terms of the harisha sabahema. You're talking about a Shnayim Shasu in terms of who is the cause. So in those instances, maybe one could argue a Chiddush that in Kilayim uniquely, or those similar cases, there's no Ptur of Shnayim Shasu. And maybe this cannot be a Rai Muchachas, that either the Rambam must distinguish between Shabbos as opposed to Shari Yisurim, or the Rambam must distinguish between Chavei Christus and Chavei Chatos as opposed to Nisr Lav. Maybe simply the Rambam begins that in the case of Gorim Chiyuv, you're Chayiv. So what difference does it make whether you're Gorim the Chiyuv Ayyadei Echer or Gorim the Chiyuv Ayyadei Shnayim? Ayyadei Meya. But in all these cases, the possibility that one wouldn't back be. Okay, we'll have to continue with further Aras. Tomorrow we'll do in Yom Kippur. Okay.